Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, and I would imagine, Rich, you will be watching.
I will. I'm like a lot of Americans, been watching and paying a lot of attention to this election. You know, there's a lot of hyperbole on both sides, and certainly we've been hearing it. One thing I don't think is hyperbole is this is the most important election of our lifetime, because I think we are truly voting for what type of country, what type of democracy, if we have a democracy, that this country has had.
You were on CBS Network yesterday. They came to the region canvassing America to kind of get a flavor, and you had an opportunity to have a voice in a national audience about Western Pennsylvania. I think here, as you're aware, they keep talking about the fracking because the energy business is so important to the region. What do you know to be their real story with what might happen if Joe Biden is elected when it comes to energy?
Well, there have been two major, major fracking deals that have happened over the last number of years in this region. One was the airport deal that we did in 2013 that literally saved our airport from going bankrupt. The second one, we all know, the cracker plant, which happened in 2014. Both of these happened during the Obama-Biden years. And Joe Biden was supportive of these two major fracking operations and continues to be and has always continued to be. So for people to try to say he's not going to be supportive of fracking, look at what he did. Look at what his policies have been. They have been supportive. We know it's an important energy, an important economic, jobs, way of life here in Western Pennsylvania. It's going to continue. However, we know it needs to be controlled. We know it needs to be done properly. There needs to be properly controls and authority and safeguards put in place for our environment, dealing with methane, dealing with water quality, those type of things. So that hyperbole is just dead wrong. I've lived it. I've been through it. I've been through it for the last 10 years. We know how important it is. So I think CBS and that national show they did yesterday wanted to get a flavor of what we're doing right here in Allegheny County, right here in blue, you know, Democratic Allegheny County, and we tried to show that.
And you were, you know, obviously a driving force in the airport fracking deal, but Joe Biden's not doing himself any favors by answering questions about fracking, saying that he was going to do away with it, that there was no room for it in a Biden administration, that he would phase it out. So do you see why he's hurting himself when it comes to fracking in this area?
I think, though, what they did is they talked about, you know, in the future, what are we going to be doing? 15, 20, he talks about 2035 going carbon neutral, and he talks about 2050. Being off of fossil fuels and using more renewables. We know we need to move in that direction. The question becomes, how do we do it? How do we put policies in place? How do we put the training in place for workers that are going to be doing those jobs on into the future? We had a big ramp up, if you recall, back in 2007, 2008, going into natural gas. I remember that at the time, all these folks from Oklahoma and Texas are coming and doing all these jobs. How come they can't be done here by our workers? Well, our workers weren't ready at that time. It was a brand new industry for us 12, 13 years ago. We obviously became proficient in it. We're trained in it. Our people now have the jobs. I think the same thing will be occurring as we move towards more renewables more, you know, solar, wind, geothermal, these other energy sources that, that we're going to be using. But we're talking over a 30-year period.
We're with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Yesterday morning, we talked to Donald Trump Jr. He says in 47 years of service that Joe Biden hasn't done anything. I mean, that's probably absurd. But I find it curious how they're able to blame Joe Biden for the civil unrest that's happening today. How do you respond, though, when they say he hasn't done anything in his public service?
Well, that, first of all, that's absurd, because we the biggest thing we could see is when him and Barack Obama took over after the 2008 election, that our country was in an economic calamity. We had been free-falling, lost hundreds of thousands of jobs. The stock market, every indication and hope was really a loss for a lot of people. We had a mortgage crisis. We had people losing their homes. What they did in 2009 and 2010 literally saved this country economically from the calamity that we had. He was in charge of the program that was put in place, the stimulus to get the country going again. His work in the Senate, I know in Pennsylvania, we always considered him our quote-unquote third senator because of his, you know, growing up in Scranton and being so close to Arlen Specter at the time. Him and Arlen Specter, our former state, our former U.S. senator, a Republican U.S. senator, they were very close, and they worked on a lot of groundbreaking legislation together, working on things together. Look, they're going to throw things at Joe Biden. They have been. They've been doing it for months now, making, you know, false claims. But what I will say is this country is facing a threat to our democracy that most of us growing up here have taken for granted. Whether you voted for Clinton or Bush or Reagan or Carter, 4 years later we can make a decision and make a change. We're talking about a president that doesn't respect our democracy, that hasn't, that is sending his attorney general to try to arrest his political opponent. We're talking about things we have never, ever seen before. Probably the most biggest threat to our democracy since the Civil War. And that's not hyperbole. That's literally having a person in office who doesn't respect the laws, has not said he will respect this election and will not have a peaceful transfer of power. That's almost unthinkable to those of us who view democracy and maybe took democracy for granted. So that's what we're voting for right now. In fact, most people, or 30 or 40% of the people, have already voted in this, in our region and in this country. But there's, you know, 60 to 70% of the people that will still be casting that ballot either by mail in the next few days or on election day, 12 days from now. We got serious issues to consider.
Some of the serious issues would be, you mentioned the economy. The immediate economy, the today, right here in Pennsylvania. Obviously, Democrat-run state with the governor shutting down the economy, businesses, schools, and entertainment. Will that hurt Joe Biden? Won't voters realize the pain that they're feeling right now and blame the Democrats?
I don't believe so, because I think if you really want to look at the raw numbers, first of all, this will be the first president that has actually lost more jobs at the end of his first term than when he came in. Barack Obama, again, I'll go back, but Barack Obama created more jobs in the last 3 years than Donald Trump did in his first 3 years, pre-COVID. Even pre-COVID, Donald Trump has not created as many jobs as Obama and Biden did before that. And that's with spending a deficit that is now hitting $3 trillion. We're not even talking about the deficit. That's an amazing thing to me. That used to be such a big issue, and we've created it. He's created a deficit that has blown it up. It's incredible how much of a deficit that we're going to have to figure out how to pay for. That Joe Biden, if he gets elected, is going to have to figure out how to deal with and how to pay for this mess when it's done. We also, with the economic uncertainty, you've got a lot of people right now that have lost their jobs through no fault of their own, because they're in an industry or they're in a business that can't really exist the way they did before because of COVID.
Well,
and again, the package has not been passed. You know, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have passed the package in the House. We need the Senate, Mr. McConnell, and Mr. Mnuchin need to get together on the Republican side and provide relief for people that are truly hurting at this point in our economy.
Well, enjoy the debate tonight, Rich. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. It'll be the last one, thank goodness, and then we're getting near the end.
Maybe we can all agree on that.
We can all agree on that. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
all
your
right.
time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.